welcome to another episode of the Self-Management for Musicians podcast. I'm your host, Mike Del Ferro, and today we're diving into a debate that's been staring around music artists for years. The big question, should you still release CDs, or is it all about streaming and vinyl now? As a musician, it's crucial to consider how your audience consumes music. CDs used to be the go-to format for listeners, but times have drastically changed. With streaming platforms dominating the scene, vinyl has also made a very powerful comeback. So let's break this down. CDs, yes or no? Some argue that they're becoming obsolete in an age of Spotify, Apple Music, and all other streaming platforms. But hold on, CDs still hold a charm. Think about it. Physical ownership, high quality audio, and that feeling of having something tangible. Plus, not everyone has jumped onto the streaming bandwagon yet, especially the older audience. If you have a lot of concerts and you're sure you can still sell CDs, it's something to consider. However, in my experience, only people aged 45 and older still buy CDs at concerts. If I know that I'm going to be playing for a younger audience, I personally don't even bother anymore bringing CDs. But if I tour in Asia, I do bring them because Asia still has quite a good market for selling CDs after concerts. On the other hand, there is vinyl. The warm sound, the large album art, vinyl does offer a unique experience. It's a collector's item and a piece of art all at once. But here's the catch. It's more expensive to produce, way more expensive actually, and not everybody has a turntable. So that's also a question you should ask yourself. Is it worth it for artists in today's market? And with the record labels, let me share my experience here. I've been in many situations. I've been signed with a big label, a major label. I've been signed with a small label. And I've also put out a lot of CDs myself. And in my experience, it's much better to be big with a small label than small with a big label or a major label, especially if your music is not commercial. When I got signed with a major label, I noticed that most of their attention went to their big commercial, big selling artists, and hardly any promotion budget and attention went to the smaller artists. And then I got signed for a series of CDs with Challenge Records, and they did a fantastic job with promotion, giving me the attention I needed, me as an artist, of course. They really did a great job, and that's the difference. In any case, if you decide to release an album with a label, no matter what kind of deal you negotiate, always make sure that you buy the CDs from the label at the lowest possible price. Another option, if you want to release CDs yourself without a label, there is a fantastic CD factory in Lithuania, which is very, very affordable. Let me know if you want to know more about this factory, and I'll be happy to send you the contact details and their website. So back to streaming. The convenience, of course, is undeniable because it's how most people access music nowadays. But here's the challenge, of course, for artists. It's so hard to make a decent income from streaming revenue. It's pennies per play, and standing out in an ocean of millions of tracks is very, very tough. So what's the verdict? Well, it depends on your audience and your goals. Some fans love collecting CDs or vinyl. Others are all about the convenience of streaming. As an artist, it might be worth exploring a combination, offering different formats for different fans. And of course, there is Bandcamp, which is a great platform for artists who refuse to be on the streaming platforms but only want to sell their digital album online. And the Bandcamp community is growing very fast. But remember, regardless of the format, the key is to create great music. That's what truly connects with your audience. Please let me know your take on this ongoing debate. Please reach out to me and share your thoughts. In the show notes, you will find a link to the Telegram channel for this podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy my podcast, then please subscribe, give it a rating, and share it with other musicians. I also host another podcast, the Mike Del Ferro Podcast, with travel stories, interviews with wonderful people, and more. You will find it on Spotify and all other podcast platforms or via my website, mikedelferro.com.